The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food. My blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The ancient Greeks used to love to write pithy wisdom sayings, you know, just to help us out to cope in life. A stitch in time saves nine. We eat to live, not live to eat. It's better to give than receive. If you can't say no to legitimate requests, your yes will have no value. Now, while the Greeks were writing these pithy sayings to help us in life, they wrote the Book of Proverbs that we heard in the first reading. Now, the Book of Proverbs also has pithy sayings, but they weren't directed toward helping us to be good at life. They were helping us to have strong relationships. Why strong relationships? Because when you have a strong relationship, whether it's with a spouse or with somebody at school or at work, you become more productive. I called my brother the other day and he said on the phone, he says, well, I'm preparing for our anniversary tomorrow. And he said, you know, we're going to get up, we're going to go to breakfast, we're going to go out and have breakfast, then we're going to tube in the lake, no lunch, because we want to be very hungry for dinner. We're going to have lobster bisque and Alaskan snow crab. Now, the only flaw to my brother's master plan was that he couldn't figure out if they were married for 37 years or 38 years. I says, well, you better figure that out. Anyway, they're happily married for many, many years, and because of that, they've made a huge impact in the neighborhood, in the families, at school and at work. You know, the Bible describes marriage as two becomes one. So they're no longer two, but one. So what does that mean? It means power. See, when you get married, as many of you know, you get two brains, two sets of eyes, four hands and four legs. You could do things that you were never able to do before. Now imagine having a very strong relationship with God, as the Book of Proverbs says. You get two brains, and one of them is a divine brain. Imagine what you can do with a divine heart, with divine wisdom, and with divine words. You know, we come to communion to the table to receive Jesus Christ, the bread of life. How do you respond to that? What do you say? I mean, you get God's heart, and you become one with God. You get eternal life. What do you say to all that? You can say it all in one word. And we do it every time we come to receive communion. Amen. The body of Christ, we respond, amen. Does anybody have an idea, any clue of what amen is? What does it mean? Well, it's a Hebrew word. It means rooted in. So when we come to communion and receive the Lord, and we say amen, what we're really saying to God is that, you're my roots. I am rooted in you. Without you, I wither and I just dry up. But with you, with your heart, with your words and your wisdom, with your mind, think of what we can do out there. You know, the ancient Greeks would say, we eat to live. But Christ and the gospel changed all that. We now live to eat.